What is it, live?
ATV.
What's in the back of your truck?
ATV, four-wheeler.
Oh, the ATV.
All right, so we'll start the work session at 5:40. Of course, I forgot my glasses.
Your phone has a big clock on.
Yeah, but for the board, it would have been nice to be able to see what the hell I'm talking about. Why start now? Yeah. So, purchase of 8431 Smoky Hollow Road. There was a mistake made earlier in the week on a draft agenda where this was going to be acted on tonight. That's premature. We're waiting for the final contract. We do have all the signatures of the relatives that are going to be on the deed, and everything looks to be in line. It's okay to share the price, right?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, because it's pretty much done. So the price of the property, if you're not aware of it, and for those that are listening to this tape, it's the piece of property in between Spence Field, which is the soccer field in the main part of the park. It's a little house right there, owned by the Nozoviches. That's being offered to us for $75,000. So I know there was an effort not too long ago to try to get it, and the price was around $95,000. That price is in line with the assessed value of the property. And I think, you know, the last two administrations had their eyes on this piece of property. So I think it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to complete that infill of the park and take advantage of expanding field space. So with that,
we certainly don't need a house, but the property is very valuable where it sits.
Yep, and it will be purchased for the purpose of parklands. It's not, you know, in the meantime, though, there is a house on it. It was lived in not too long ago. If we could find a tenant, I would be, if it's livable, if it's inhabitable, and we can generate some revenue on it in the meantime until we determine when it comes down, if it comes down, or what, you know, what we're doing with it, looking at the park profile.
Right.
You can do that too. You're right.
I'm fine.
The money, where the money's going to come from? $20,000. We have $20,000 in a parks repair account that was set aside for fixing the roof at our pole barn. And that was going to be a project that we completed not next year, but the year after. I got a phone call from Will Barkley's office, and he's committed $30,000 to have that project completed. It's a DASNY grant, so we're all familiar with the process of DASNY and how long it takes that to work through. We're on average a year and a half to get the funds anyways, so it's perfect timing. We could use the funds that were dedicated for that project towards the purchase of this property, and the balance would be paid for through the In Lieu of Parks Fund.
So does the DASNY grant, do we have to put money aside in the budget in order to qualify for that grant?
No.
Not a match.
Nope. And this is not a matching grant.
Okay.
So that's great news. It was perfect timing.
What was the roof project estimate?
It was 30,000.
Yeah, from Joe Saul, it was $36,000. Okay. That's pretty high. Okay. Steel's going up. It might not be going up to revisit that when we get there.
But we could still continue to, we should still be putting money in that account year over year. So that's good. I think, you know, no doubt a question will come up, well, could this impact the spray park? It could. But I think this purchase is important to the park, and I think it's the board has been consistent over administrations as far as their interest is concerned in that parcel, and it really is like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and so I would hate the town to miss out on that. So that's the funding of it. that's the price of it, and then Tony's working on the contract, and hopefully by the next meeting, we'll be able to act on it.
Nice.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
All right, so that's the only thing on work session. The other thing that...
Yes, I got one thing.
Okay.
I think at our last meeting, I said some negative words about the men at the highway department not opening gates or having difficulty at Lysander Park in Beaver Lake. And I apparently struck a nerve, and they called me and set me straight that they do get out and unlock gates if they have to, but they have a plan with the night watchman to open them. So I guess I didn't have my facts straight and wanted to apologize to the guys.
All right. Well,
this is the gate at the garage?
At Lysander Park, okay. And at Beaver Lake. They plow both those parks. The Beaver Lake plowing is part of East Mud Lake route.
How do they get out of Beaver Lake?
Well, we have to get them. They can get to the gate.
I'm going
to
work with Jerry on that.
But this has been going on for years. How have they been getting out of Beaver Lake?
They wait.
Well, they can get in.
I know.
And then they wait.
And they plow.
And they sit at the gate and wait to get out. So we're going to get them.
I'm going to talk to Heidi about a code or a pass so they can get out.
So they only plow during the daytime?
Well, it's part of the East Mud Lake Road route.
I know, but so if they're plowing at 6 o'clock in the morning and Beaver Lake staff don't get there to 8 o'clock, what happens? They wait for 2 hours to get out?
If they go in. I don't know if they go in, and I would hope that they'll go in and plow and then wait there.
Well, it sounds like there's some loose ends that...
Yeah, I just want to make sure they're being efficient and effective.
I'm just, you know, I guess what bothers me here, you know, you hear about these things, like, incidentally, right? We've been having the obligation to plow Beaver Lake for at least 15 years, I'm going to guess, if not longer.
I don't know how long
that automatic gate at Beaver Lake, we're talking about the inside gate, has been there for 30 years.
Oh, yeah, the inside
gate. So how come we haven't, this is a rhetorical question, but how come we have never been told, hey, we've got an issue here?
I don't know.
It's just, why isn't the left hand telling the right hand what's going on? Because I know that gate. If you don't have a code or a $5 bill, you're not getting out unless you break the gate. And they're only there. They're never there after dark. They close the park at 4:30 in the winter, if not 4 o'clock. So I'm curious what our highway department has been doing. I'm surprised we haven't been told.
Well, hopefully it's just a quick fix, and it's just getting one of those membership cards for whoever's on that route to get in and out of there.
And then they do have to unlock the gate right at the road.
Correct.
That gets locked up at night.
Yep.
Correct.
All right, cool.
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Bob.
Well, can I get a motion to move into an executive session at 5:47?
I'll move it.
I'll second that.
To discuss labor negotiations. Mm-hmm. The motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? We are in executive session.
Thank you.